T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are demanding to see Special Counsel Robert Mueller's entire report, while some Republicans are demanding an apology for President Trump. CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff is joining us from Washington. Bill, the president met with Senate Republicans today, a little bit of a victory lap.
Yeah, pretty much so. He was in a good mood when he got to Capitol Hill here today, telling people that the Republican Party is now going to be about health care. They're going to move on beyond all of this. Meanwhile, Democrats are vowing not to let him go quite so fast. In a letter, the chairman of the House Judiciary, Oversight, Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, Ways and Means, and Financial Services Committees say they want access to all of Robert Mueller's findings and any of his investigative materials. They want to make an independent assessment of the Mueller investigation. They're all expressing concerns, if not some skepticism, over the way that Attorney General William Barr characterized Mueller's findings in that four-page summary that came out on Sunday, with even one Democrat going so far as to say, well, it's his personal feelings about it, not so much. We want to see the whole report to see what's really there.
And now, Bill, we're hearing Republicans want the president's critics investigated.
Yeah, the letter came from 8 members of the Freedom Caucus, right side of the House, going toward the administration, demanding that the Justice Department take a look at the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. They want it declassified. They want other documents made public to try to figure out how the American people were, as they say, duped into a 2-year investigation that ultimately found no evidence of collusion by the president. The letter actually says the witch hunt has finally been brought to a close, and now they want to figure out how it happened to make sure that it never happens again.
Bill, on another note, the House held another vote today on the president's national emergency declaration at the border.
Yeah, exactly right. And as expected, they weren't able to gather the 2-thirds majority needed to override the presidential veto of the resolution that would have ended his border wall emergency declaration. They would have needed about 290 votes. In the end, they got about 240-some. Democrats and some Republicans say the national emergency to build the border wall basically trampled on Congress's so-called power of the purse. What that means is Congress is the one to make appropriations, to make spending decisions, not the president. But in this case, the president does get another win, although we do expect that the emergency order is going to be challenged in the courts almost immediately.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.